from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. UNESCO pushes environmental assessment of rainforest. Bappenas pushes UMKM'd involvement in every event performed in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO is pushing for the importance of strategic environmental assessment steps in protecting the rainforest as world cultural heritage. Director of UNESCO Jakarta, Shahbaz Khan, said on Friday that the environmental assessment step is needed to understand the environmental ecology as well as to find alternative measures in a bid to maintain its sustainability.
That's where we have to do what we call the strategic environmental assessment, which is precisely about the same topic, where it is very sensitive not to build roads and where it should be possible to find alternates. And how can we have the plantations, but at the same time we conserve the outstanding universal value. So there is a lot of work which has gone in to understand the ecology, to understand the socio-economic aspects, to also to understand where are the planned roads and what would be the kind of impacts of them, and how can we actually find some alternatives with the least impact.
Previously, it was reported that UNESCO released a list of endangered World Heritage Sites. There are 21 new locations that add the total to 54 locations from around the world that deserve being paid attention. One of the locations in the list is the rainforest in Sumatra, which according to UNESCO is threatened with extinction due to human activities. The rainforest in Sumatra covers approximately 2.5 million hectares, which is divided into three national parks, namely Gunung Leuser National Park, Bukit Barisan Selatan National Park, and Kerinci Seblat National Park. The Sumatra rainforest has a high biodiversity, as it is populated by approximately 10,000 species of plants, 580 species of mammals. The government of Indonesia, through the National Development Planning Agency Bappenas, pushes the involvement of micro, small and medium businesses, UMKM'd, in every event, both in large and small-scale held in Indonesia. One of the efforts made is to design the event to give impact to various sectors of Indonesian people. This was stated by head of Bappenas Bambang Brojonegoro in Jakarta on Friday.
Memang untuk penyelenggara yang berikutnya, bagaimana supaya
indeed the next organization is how to bring about more widespread impact. Well, later on it will be obvious. For example, the impact is only in sector A. Impact there is sector B, for example, that can engage more UMKMs. So in the future, this means that every event should not always as big as the Asian Games, then each event must be clear and where the UMKM can be involved. Well, this is what we want to do. Therefore, Bambang Brojonegoro further stated that Bappenas will design economic impact calculation. This will be carried out first by survey or data collection from the community, which will then be analyzed before it is finally implemented by the event organizer. Air Force Chief of Staff Air Marshal Yuyu Sutisna to media on the sidelines of the Air Force Leaders Meeting 2018 at the Air Force Headquarters in Cilangkap, East Jakarta on Friday said that the purchasing of Sukhoi Su-35 jet fighter from Russia will be based on the appropriate schedule. Based on the strategy plan of Indonesian Defense Ministry, the purchasing of Sukhoi jet fighter will be bartered by Indonesian commodities. The procurement of Sukhoi jet fighter is still going on. There is no any bad influence. I did not hear it. It is still running well. What has been said by Indonesian military commander is that it is working, and I hoped the contract will be signed in February 2018. Air Marshal Yuyu Sutisna further said that if the contract of purchasing Sukhoi Su-35 is signed in February 2018, so based on the target, the first jet fighter of Russia will arrive in Indonesia in 2019. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The government of Indonesia, through the National Development Planning Agency BAPENAS, designs the economic impact of each event held in Indonesia. Economic impact is designed to calculate how big the event is to bring about impact on the economy of people in various sectors. This was affirmed by Head of BAPENAS Bambang Brojonegoro in Jakarta on Friday.
Ya, kita mendesain adalah yang disebut sebagai economic impact.
Yes, what we design is called economic impact. People can count, for example, financial impact. It is not always difficult, but what is difficult is the economic impact. Well, this economic impact can be various sectors. This can be carried out for tourism and small industries. This means that the income is enjoyed by the surrounding community and the impact is on local economic growth, such as Jakarta, in Bali, and in South Sumatra. Well, this is that we must get used to, so that it is clear every time to hold the event with appropriate purpose. Bambang Brojonegoro added that the calculation of the economic impact is commonly carried out by various countries in the world, a host and event, especially international standard. In 2018, BAPENAS focuses on economic impact calculation on two major international events held in Indonesia, namely the Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra, and IMF World Bank meeting in Bali. Prior to improving and air security of the entire state of Republic of Indonesia, Indonesian Air Force, AU, will establish the 3rd Air Force Operational Command. This was stated by Air Force Chief of Staff Air Marshal Yuyu Sutisna to media on the sidelines of Air Force Leaders Meeting 2018 at the Air Force Headquarters in Cilangkap, East Jakarta on Friday. He hopes the organization of Air Force Operational Command will be conducted.
Memang ini sudah ada di dalam Rensra, pembentukan COVID.
Establishing 3rd Air Force Operational Command has been strategy planned. Now how and when to establish it? It is expected that the organization of the 3rd Air Force Operational Command can be submitted within the first 3 months. Chief of Indonesia Military TNI has underlined that Indonesian Air Force must establish the 3rd Air Force Operational Command. Indonesian Army ID will establish a new division, and Indonesian Navy AL will also establish Eastern Fleet. We want to manage all so that the established Air Force Operational Command can be effective and efficient. Air Marshal Yuyu Sutisna further explained that Planning Assistant of Air Force Chief of Staff is analyzing the establishment of the 3rd Air Force Operational Command. Based on the plan, the Air Force base of 3rd Operational Command will be in Biak or Sauron, West Papua, which is expected to be integrated with the establishment of the 3rd Army Strategy Research Command and Navy Eastern Fleet Command. Chief of Staff of Indonesian Navy AL Admiral Ade Supandi to media on the sidelines of Indonesian Navy Leadership Meeting 2018 at Navy Headquarters in Cilangkap, East Jakarta on Friday said that to observe the dynamics in the future, the AL targets to be strengthened with 8 submarines. Views that this target is based on the Medium Essential Force MEF plan in 2024. He also explained that on percentage, the MEL of L only reaches 30-40% from the main weaponry system of the Navy. Admiral Ali Supandi added that actually the procurement of the 12 submarines would ideally be equal to the strength of the Navy in 1960s, which was reinforced with 12 submarines. But at least the addition of 8 submarines will be able to strengthen the Navy. Foreign capital coming into Indonesian financial market from 1st to 26 January 2018 reached 46 trillion rupiah, or more than double from the date of the same period 2017, which amounted to 17 trillion rupiah. Thus, Bank Indonesia BI believes that the rupiah currency will keep being stable to face external risk. Governor of Bank Indonesia Agus Martowardoyo said in Jakarta on Friday that the capital inflows are still strong due to the strength of Indonesian economic fundamentals. This was reflected in the inflation at 3.61% year-on-year at the end of 2017, and the current account deficit was below 2% of gross domestic product GDP by 2017. He views that the high value of incoming foreign capital into Indonesia was triggered with Indonesian government debt rating upgrade from Fitch rating on December 20, 2017. Governor Agus also explained that macroeconomic stability until the end of January 2018 is still well maintained. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto is scheduled to make a visit to Nauru, an island nation in Micronesia in the Central Pacific next Monday. He said in Jakarta on Friday that he wants to go to Nauru on Monday representing President Joko Widodo to explore cooperation in various fields. He views that his coming to one of the countries in the Central Pacific is a return visit conducted by President of Nauru, Baron Wage, to Indonesia in December 2017. Minister Wiranto also pointed out that the trade in fishery becomes main cooperation that Indonesia will offer to Nauru. He also added that his visit Nauru is also made to attend the 50th anniversary of Republic of Nauru's Independence Day. The last item, the second stage of Tour de Indonesia 2018 starting from Madiun to Mojokerto is Japa, which covers 170.5 kilometers, was won by Indonesian cyclist Abdul Ghani, who joined in the KFC cycling team Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The rainy weather that colored stage 2 did not make the riders lower their riding. They remained stable at the speed between 50 to 60 kilometers per hour. The crowd by the spectators along the highway of Mojokerto made the cyclists more excited. Tight competition among them was finally won by Abdul Ghani, followed by two Malaysian cyclists in second and third, respectively Muhammad Sahrul Mat Amin from Terengganu Pro Asia Cycling Team and Muhammad Nur Aiman bin Muhammad Sarid from Sapura Cycling Team. In a press conference before the journalists, Abdul Ghani was excited about the result of the second stage and he thanked the team that support him. First of all, I thank my team and my sponsor who have supported me in this second stage. And I am very proud this champion I dedicate to my team. With this victory, Abdul Ghani deserved wearing purple jersey in the second stage, while the second winner, Muhammad Sahrul Mat Amin, from Terengganu Pro Asian Cycling Team is entitled to wear ivory jersey. The third stage, which starts on Saturday morning and January 27, is the longest stage in the Tour de Indonesia 2018, covering around 200 kilometers with the route from Probolinggo to Banyuwangi, which is also a city at the easternmost tip of Java Island. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to weekly news from across the country, the segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Jakarta. Jakarta provincial government discussed a number of cooperation plans in various fields with the government of Malaysia. The discussion was conducted by Jakarta Vice Governor Sandiaga Uno and Malaysian Ambassador to Indonesia Dato Sri Zahrain Muhammad Hashim at the Jakarta City Hall on Wednesday, 24 January. Sandiaga Uno said during the meeting they have talked about the potential for cooperation in many sectors, including business and economy. According to Sandiaga, Malaysia's overt to the Jakarta governor to observe transportation in Malaysia. Therefore, both parties can exchange views, experience, and knowledge. Furthermore, the Malaysian ambassador also welcomed positively about the development plan of transit-oriented development, or TOD, on the area of Malaysian embassy located at Jalan Rasuna Kuningan, South Jakarta. Next story comes from Denpasar, Bali. Bali Police formed the task force which handling money politics in the run-up to the concurrent regional head elections in June 2018. The director of the criminal investigation of Bali Regional Police, Senior Commissioner Sang Made Mahendra Jaya, said in Denpasar on Wednesday, 24 January, that the task force was focused on cracking down the candidate peers and support groups that are supposedly handling out money to people to vote for. Mahendra Jaya further said the task force is constructed to arrest parties who are allegedly involved in money politics, which is categorized as a crime. Meanwhile, members of the Bali Election Supervisory Board, I. Ketut Sunadra, appreciate the formation of task force in handling money politics to anticipate and prevent various violations that may occur in the implementation of elections simultaneously. Story comes from Yogyakarta. The Land and Special Agency of Yogyakarta City is preparing a guideline for the arrangement of two areas in 2018, namely Taman Siswa Street Corridor and on Jalan AM Sangaji. Head of Land and Special Agency of Yogyakarta, Hari Setiawacana, in Yogyakarta Thursday 23rd, said that two areas are growing rapidly, so that guidance of the arrangement of the area is badly needed. Hari said the process of preparing the plan of area arrangement will involve community and its element in each region. Guidance on the arrangement of the area will be summarized in the document of the building and environmental plan. The preparation of the document of the building and environmental plan on Jalan Taman Siswa and Jalan AM Sangaji will also involve a number of related offices, including the transportation department, because the arrangement will also pay attention to the traffic management in the region. In addition to the two areas, the preparation of the documents has been done in other strategic areas, for example, in Jalan Urip Sumoharjo as the central of economic area, Kota Baru area, and on Prawiro Taman Street, which becomes tourism area. That was the news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we start for an event on January 27, 1981 when Tampu Mastu sank. The ship Tampu Mastu belonging to Indonesian National Shipping sank around Masalembo Island at Java Sea in sailing from Tanjung Priok Seaport in Jakarta to Makassar, South Sulawesi. The number of passengers of the ship who were registered reached 1,054 people and 82 crews. But on Tampu Mastu ship, which was run by Captain Abdul Rifai, there were hundreds of illegal passengers. Rescued to an expected more than 432 people died. The sinking process of Tampu Mastu occurred for 3 days, beginning from engine room, which burned by cigarette butts. The sinking of this passenger ship was the biggest marine accident of the day. And the next event was in 2008 when the Indonesian President Suharto passed away. President Suharto passed away due to his multi-organ failure on January 27, 2008. His corpse was buried at Astana Giribangun Cemetery in Karananyar Regency, Central Java. The retired General Haji Muhammad Suharto officially became the second Indonesian president in 1968 after taking over the power from the past president Sukarno. President Suharto was re-elected by People Consult Assembly (PR) in 1973, 1978, 1983, 1988, 1993, and 1998. His term ended on May 21, 1998. Suharto is the longest Indonesian president in ruling Indonesia. In international world, President Suharto is quite respected. Even he has popular nickname, the Smiling General. And the last event was in 2008 when Yusuf Ranodipuro passed away. Yusuf Ranodipuro was a broadcaster and founder of Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, and even he was issued the slogan of RRI, Sekali di udara, tetap di udara, which means once on the air, forever on the air. Yusuf Ranodipuro is one of Indonesian heroes because of his role in broadcasting the proclamation of Indonesian independence 1945 across the world through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with our regular program, My Indonesia. Today's topic of My Indonesia is UNICEF duplicates Solo Children's Service Program in 100 cities in Indonesia. United Nations Children Fund or UNICEF paid a working visit to Solo City Hall, Central Java last Thursday, 25th January, to see the development of cooperation between UNICEF and the government of Surakarta or Solo. During the visit, UNICEF Child Protection Specialist Astrid Gonzaga Dionisio said that there are two major programs being undertaken by UNICEF and the city government of Surakarta. They are Integrative Children Development Service and birth certificate issuance. UNICEF has designed the Integrated Children Care program since 2015 by appointing 5 districts and cities in Indonesia as pilot projects. In Central Java, there are Solo City and Klaten Regency, while in East Java, it's Tulungagung Regency, and in South Sulawesi, there are Makassar and Gowa Regency. Astrid in Solo on Thursday revealed that from the results of monitoring and evaluation, the achievement of the cooperation program with Solo City government has exceeded expectations, so it is worth being duplicated to other areas in Indonesia, at least in 100 cities targeted to be partners of UNICEF's cooperation in the field of children's service. Astrid Gonzaga Dionisio told reporters that since 2 years ago, UNICEF has established a partnership with the Solo City government. There has been a growing service initiation to increasingly diverse children by involving various related institutions. The Solo City government is even able to build a new model of integrative child social welfare service center, both institution and service system, including handling of troubled children and those vulnerable to social problems. Regarding the birth certificate registration service as one of the children's rights, up to now it has reached 98.3% of 162,000 children in Solo. According to Astrid Gonzaga Dionisio, this achievement is above the average of other areas that generally are in the range of 85 to 87%, while the remaining 1.7% of children who do not have birth certificates are possibly those who do not have a clear address. Meanwhile, the mayor of Solo, FX Hadi Rudiatmo, revealed that the fulfillment of children's rights through various facilities such as playground, reading park, service to children with special needs, handling of troubled children, child-friendly school, child-friendly hospital, automatic birth certificate, and so on is very strategic to build future generations. Through such facilities, children are expected to grow and develop into a healthy and intelligent generation. At least, they are able to participate the threat of drug abuse that currently is an emergency situation in Indonesia. In the future, the facilities of children will continue to be developed with the target no child will be left untouched by their rights and needs. In the case of the issuance of birth certificate, which is the basic right of the child in civil documentation, it is projected that at the end of February, this can be completed 100%. Even the Department of Population and Civil Registry is currently finalizing online system with hospitals. It is projected that when a baby is born, the birth certificate can be directly issued and submitted before it is discharged from the hospital. That was My Indonesia.
Here in News in Brief, read by Rahmana. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, is pushing for the importance of strategic environmental assessment steps in protecting the rainforest as a world cultural heritage. Director of UNESCO Jakarta, Shahbaz Khan, said on Friday that the environmental assessment step is needed to understand the environmental ecology as well as to find alternative measures in a bid to maintain its sustainability. The Government of Indonesia, through the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, pushes the involvement of micro, small and medium businesses, UMKM, in every event, both in large and small-scale health in Indonesia. Air Force Chief of Staff Air Marshal Yuyu Sutisna to media on the sidelines of Air Force Leaders Meeting 2018 at the Air Force Headquarters in Cilangkapi, Jakarta on Friday said that the purchase of Sukhoi Su-35 jet fighter from Russia will be based on the appropriate schedule. The Government of Indonesia, through the National Development Planning Agency Bappenas, designs the economic impacts of each event held in Indonesia. The economic impact is designed to calculate how big the event is to bring about impact on the economy of people in various sectors. Prior to improving air security of the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia, Indonesian Air Force AU will establish the 3rd Air Force Operational Command. This was stated by Air Force Chief of Staff Air Marshal Yuyustina to media on the sidelines of the Air Force Leaders Meeting 2018 at the Air Force Headquarters in Cilangkapi, Jakarta on Friday. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto is scheduled to make a visit to Nauru, an island nation in Micronesia in the Central Pacific next Monday. The second stage of Tour de Indonesia 2018, starting from Madiun to Mojokerto is Java, which covers 170.5 km, was won by Indonesian cyclist Abdul Ghani, who joined in the KFC cycling team Samarinda is Kalimantan. That's News in Brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Sulawesi, especially Pinrang, to enjoy one of tourism objects. Stay tuned. Pinrang Regency is located around 185 kilometers in the north Makassar, the capital city of South Sulawesi. The Regency is well known with its beautiful beach. One of the famous beaches is Kape Beach. Happy Beach is visited by a lot of domestic and foreign tourists. Here, visitors can enjoy beautiful scenery and they can also conduct various kinds of activities. Listener, Cape Beach has typical beauty. Its blue ocean, which is combined with white sand at the coastal area, makes more beautiful scenery at Cape Beach. The beach is located at Data Duampanua Pinrang Regency, South Sulawesi. While enjoying beautiful scenery, visitors can also swim, play sand, and volleyball on the beach. After being tired of doing activities, visitors can also enjoy delicious grilled fish at stalls available around the beach. In addition, at Cape Beach, visitors can also sit while enjoying sunset. Thus, please do not forget to bring your own camera to take picture of beautiful sunset. Listener, to go to Cape Beach is not quite difficult. The visitors can use personal vehicles like car or motorcycle. Driving your own vehicle is certainly more comfortable, but you do not have to worry if you have to drive public transportation from bus terminal in Pinrang. You can continue your trip by using motorcycle taxi to Cape Beach. Listener, besides having beautiful scenery, Cape Beach is also comfortable to be visited because the beach has complete facilities such as parking area, mosque, restroom, lodging, and many others. However, if you want to go to the beach, we suggest you not to forget to bring the most important equipment such as camera to take picture of the beautiful scenery. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Cape Beach in Pinrang Regency, South Sulawesi. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, with regular program Miscellany, special segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, and even lifestyle. Communication develops from generation to generation, ranging from sending email through post office, email, message, chatting, until making video call. It is a challenge for technology developers to meet the growing communication needs of the public who always want something new. Technology developers are increasingly challenged to create new applications that complement the existing ones. In Indonesia, for instance, WhatsApp, which has a variety of features, is very popular. Recently, an application from a similar startup company has been created by an Indonesian national and its name Call In or Indonesia Calling. It was Novi Wahyuningsi, a woman from Tepakiang Village, Adi Mulyo District, Kebumen, Central Java, who has successfully created the message application. Call In or Indonesia Calling is developed to answer the needs of communicating, not only for chatting, telephoning, video calling, sending various files, photos, video, but also advertising or buying products. According to the investor, Colin is more meant to connect the whole society in Indonesia. So the creator of this messaging application will highly depend on local users. In addition to its main function as a medium of communication or messaging application, Colin is claimed to have a variety of advantages not owned by others. One of the main features is that the user can advertise for free of charge in the Colin application. Although Colin has not been officially launched, this application has been in use since March 2016, on which it is considered as an experiment in its development. Until now, the number of this application users has reached about 50,000 people. According to plan, Colin will be officially launched in Jakarta in February 2018. Hopefully in the future, Colin can be accepted by Indonesian people and the world, and it becomes a king in its own country. In fact, it is targeted to reach 10 million users in 1 year. 3 years to come, this application will reach 50 million users. That was today's edition of Miscellany featuring Colin, Indonesia calling application. We will meet again in another interesting topic. Bye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Yofi and Nuno Band. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Dia Milikku. Enjoy the song.
Semula ku tak tahu engkau juga kan ingin memilikinya. Bukankah ku lebih dulu bila engkau temanku, sebaiknya tak mengganggu. Biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia berikan aku pertanda cinta. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi, oh. Dia untuk aku, bukankah belum pasti kamu juga kan jadi sama.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song, entitled Dia Milikku, sung by Yovie and Nuno. The song tells about two friendships who are fighting over the same idol of hurt. The song, which is sung by two vocalists, expresses each other that the idol of hurt is more suitable for one of them. However, both vocalists are still aware that one who is chosen later is the idol of the hurt. Yovie and Nuno is a band led by Yovie Dwidianto, a musician and songwriter who before is known as personnel of Kahitna. In Yovie and Nuno, Yovie gives a similar role which is conducted in Kahitna, namely to be songwriter and keyboardist. Yovie and Nuno was established on May 29, 2001 in Bandung. Until now, Yovie and Nuno has changed its personnel several times. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Tak Setampan Romeo. Happy listening!
Mimpikah aku, kau ada di sampingku, yang selama ini jauh dari genggamanku. Dulu pesimis, merasa ini takkan mungkin, berharap ini bukan cinta sesaatmu. Mungkin aku tak setampan Romeo, aku juga tak bergelimang harta, namun tak kusangka dapatkan dirimu yang lebih indah dari seorang Juliet. Engkau kini bagaikan putri yang terindah, menghiasi bunga di taman jiwaku. Ku sadari banyak yang inginkan kamu, berharap kamu untuk aku selamanya. Mungkin aku tak setampan Romeo, aku juga tak bergelimang harta, namun tak kusangka dapatkan dirimu yang lebih indah dari seorang Juliet. Setampan Romeo, aku juga tak bergelimang harta, namun tak kusangka dapatkan dirimu yang lebih indah dari seorang Juliet.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Yovie and Nuno. By quoting the story of Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's creation, a song entitled Setampan Romeo, tells about a man who is falling in love, but the man feels that he is not worth to get the girl's love. The man considers that he is not as handsome as Romeo to get the girl's love, who is more beautiful than Juliet. After several times changing its personnel, members of Yovie and Nuno are Yovie Widianto, Dikta, Arya, and Dian. Until now, Yovi and Nuno has released 5 albums and some single. Due to appreciation from their fans, Yovi and Nuno won some awards entitled Emmy Awards. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following 2 songs entitled Ironi and Tanpa Cinta. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Mendung membayangi jalan kehidupan yang ku lalu. Datang dan datang lagi, tak jua mau menepi. Yang tersisa padaku segumpal angan-angan yang melayang jauh tinggi dan mungkin tak akan pernah terjangkau lagi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
mencintaimu tanpa syarat. Aku rela menunggu sangat lama. Katamu suatu saat aku pasti jadi cintamu, satu cintamu. Aku ingin kau menerima seluruh hatiku. Aku ingin kau mengerti di jiwaku hanya kamu. Namun bila kau tak bisa menerima aku, lebih baik ku hidup tanpa cinta. Haruskah ku bersabar tanpa batas? Aku masih ingat semua janjimu. Namun setelah kau mengenal dia, kau berubah, kau tak sama. Aku ingin kau menerima seluruh hatiku. Aku ingin kau mengerti di jiwaku hanya kamu. Kau tak bisa menerima aku, lebih baik ku hidup tanpa cinta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Masih ku ingat selalu saat kau berjanji padaku. Saat kau kenali dirinya, sadarkah dirimu, diriku terluka saat kau sebut namanya. Aku memang manusia biasa yang tak sempurna.
Andaikan saja kau tahu, aku takkan mudah berubah. Aku kan bertahan, selalu bertahan, sampai waktu memanggilku. Aku memang manusia biasa yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah. Namun di hatiku hanya satu, cinta untukmu luar biasa. Kemanakah dirimu yang dulu cinta aku? Dimanakah dirimu yang selalu merindukanku?
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.